Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Wow, we're going to be talking today about Jalen Bledsoe. He is a teenage millionaire who is a CEO of his own IT company. And what we're going to be talking about today is about the new economy. Listen, you may have a dream like Jalen Bledsoe, and you may want to be a CEO, you may want to be a business owner for yourself. Well, we are entering this amazing economy where you can certainly do that. And a lot of people are getting into business and they got the entrepreneurial bug and they want to, you know, do things and sell things and provide services. But Jalen, at his young age, provides us with some wisdom about what business is really all about. It's not just about making profits and maybe making money. It's not even sometimes about providing solutions, although that's very important. But there has to be a greater purpose for the business. What type of return on the investment do you want to get? Is it just monetary, or is the human element, the investment in people, worth it? And I want to say it is, and so Jalen does too. In fact, I want you to see this interview that he had with Channel 2 News when he was only 15. Watch this.
You're about to meet the head of Bledsoe Technologies. He is the CEO and president of one of the nation's fastest growing corporations, the number one IT consultancy firm run by a minor in the Midwest. Yes, I said minor. When we last checked in with Jalen Bledsoe, he was 13 years old and promising to hire and expand his business when he got to high school. He's now a sophomore in high school, and we are asking him to come in and talk about that expansion. Thanks so much for coming in. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell us about your business, how you got started. And I was always told when I was your age not to ask this, but you're a millionaire.
Valued at $1 million, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
It's an IT company. We work on IT consultations to companies in St. Louis, as well as global across the U.S. now. We do website designs, graphics, as well as server consulting purchases with Lenovo and Microsoft. So it's pretty much IT consultation around the...
How old were you when this started?
I was 12 or 13 years old when I first got started as an LLC in 2012.
You had a mentor?
Yeah, Scott Chinook. He's been an amazing guy in this process.
From the grocery store?
Yes.
Chain. Yeah. And what did he? What information did he give you in a nutshell that helped you get this start?
Take risks. You know, there's nothing you can do as a minor that'll shoot you down for too long. Because you're young, you can jump back up and keep going. And that's one thing I live by since then, is to keep going and move forward and always take risks.
Well, you do what you know and you love what you do. And you're also working with another entrepreneur. You've got a big event coming up.
Yes, it's Trip Start Day by Independent Youth. We're speaking at SLU on September 23rd, and where it's a peer-to-peer mentoring program where we have 14 youth entrepreneurs from around the country. Lachlan Johnson, she did Flip Out. She was on Shark Tank a few years ago, actually. Adele Ann Taylor, nonprofit entrepreneur, as well as Jim McKelvey, the co-founder of Square, will be speaking at this event.
That's fantastic. How many employees do you have at this point? Because that's what you said when you were 13, you wanted to expand the business.
At 13, I had 2 contractors. Now I have 150 contractors around the country.
That is fantastic. How does that work for you as far as having a contractor? What's your responsibility with them?
Delegating tasks to them and making sure they get done and paying their paychecks, of course.
And what's the next big thing?
Next big thing is actually I'm working on a hotel project with a few hotels called Check-In Mobile. Check into the hotel from your phone and use your phone as your key as well.
Hey, Randy, we should invest in this guy.
This is so exciting. That's Jalen Bledsoe. He's the CEO of Bledsoe Technologies, and he's 15. Oh, my goodness. Listen, you may get the bug, and you're saying, I want to do something like this. I want to get, you know, try my hand at some sort of business. Listen, we are in a new economy. The prophetic word for this year was breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. And you heard President Trump. In 9 months, the first 9 months of his administration, the stock market broke a record high 61 times. And so you may be saying, I want to be invested. I want to go on. We're talking about Jalen Bledsoe, a teenage millionaire, CEO of his own IT company. And you may be wondering, wait a minute. Talking about business here? Yeah, we're talking about VFN, KB, Kingdom Business. We're talking about the Father's business. And the prophetic word over 2017 has been breakthrough, 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 amongst other things that the Lord has been sharing with us and with others, but that there's a huge wealth transfer coming to the, you know, the kingdom of God. It's God's people, and we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. One person was talking about if you reverse engineered what some of these massive move of God's cost, it cost millions and millions of dollars. You know, during the Jesus movement, there were so many people that came to the Lord. But what a lot of people don't recognize is that it takes funds to do that. You know, especially when you're broadcasting and you're sharing and you're hosting, you know, thousands upon thousands of people. Yes, the crowds are great. Changed lives are awesome. But there's also a monetary cost that's associated with that. And so God's going to, you know, bless us. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless the church with resources so that we can fund, you know, his kingdom. And that's what you want to know what it's all about. You know, it's business for a purpose. It's business to impact God's kingdom. And it's blessed to be a blessing. And we want to help you in this transition. And we're looking at entrepreneurs like Jalen, who understand that this is a new economy, that the barriers that existed before,
they're no longer here.
They're not here right now. You don't have to worry about brick and mortar, meaning you have a physical location. Now you can work online, and now you can, you know, cross-pollinate with people, not just in your own city, but people all across the country and even the world, as he spoke about, that he has 150 contractors. Amazing. That he has to make sure they get paid.
And as we're talking about Jalen, it reminds me of what we talked about in a previous program, FX, who wrote the president and said, I want to cut the lawn of the White House, and I want to just show you what this new generation is willing to put in the hard work.
Yeah.
And it really just shows, as you're saying, this breakthrough of just breaking through mindsets.
Yeah.
And it's just, I love seeing that even at such a young age of 13 years old, I want to start a company. And I want to step out of that, because it's just like when you see the gifts that God has given someone in the areas of business, don't take that for granted. And I love that, because it just says step out and see what is going to happen. As what Jalen is saying is take risks.
Yeah.
And at that young of an age, and see what happens. And it's beautiful how you see him creating jobs in such a young age. And this is the breakthrough year.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
What happens, and particularly in the United States, I think, is that we've been so blessed, we prepare a lot of people to get a job. And getting a job is great, you know, having a career position and getting the education and all those things are wonderful. But in a lot of other countries, they don't have that luxury. They have to be innovative. They have to look for ways to create resources, things to offer and problems to solve. And they, by default, force themselves into being a business, you know, getting into a business. Here, we're more prone to work for someone as opposed to working for yourself. But we want to help, you know, communicate in a way that business for us has to be a little bit different.
Yes.
It can't be about the bottom line. That what we're saying is that there's new economy, and for a believer, it's about, what about the Father's business? You know, blessed to be a blessing. I think about Hobby Lobby, the owners of Hobby Lobby, a business that started in their backyard, literally in their backyard as a family, you know, playing and messing around with hobbies, created this multi-million dollar business, Steve, that God blessed, and now they're getting ready to launch, or have launched, the Museum of the Bible at the tune of $400 million. Yeah. You know, when God blesses a business and blesses the owners of a business, you can invest so much into the furtherance of God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And blessed to be a blessing. I want you to hear from Jalen himself, because once he had this interview, I mean, it went viral. He's been interviewed by so many people. He's been on so many talk shows, and he's spoken before thousands of young people and CEOs. And he was being known as the teenage millionaire. But he wanted to rewrite his story. There's some things he learned on his journey that I think is profound wisdom that we can benefit. Because, you know, God doesn't mind getting it to you if he can get it through you. And that's the purpose in all this. In fact, I want you to watch this.
I've seen headlines come back up, new articles that I've been featured in, and new interviews that I've done over the last year, 2 years. Jalen Bledsoe, multimillionaire, teenage millionaire. Jalen Bledsoe, $3.5 million company, comes every day now. And you know, it's crazy thinking back to an interview I did at 14 where I repeated what my broker told me just weeks before. My company was worth $3.5 million.
The world has made that interview who I am. They've made that net worth and that valuation my title and my introduction. They've looked to make me prideful of that number. I never said it to brag or to flaunt the numbers. I said it because it was a fact and I was answering a question from an anchor. But I received 158,238 emails about that number. 7 talk shows immediately after the interview aired and went viral to talk about that number. 80% of the stages I went on last year wanted me to talk about that number. But you know, that number is not motivation. It's pride. See, I am a strong follower of Christ and the Bible and the message, and I have to understand that the one who chases after money and teaches money is teaching the wrong thing. They're following the wrong thing. See, you know, biblically speaking, in Matthew 6:21-25, it says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your entire body will be full of light. But if your eye is unsound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the very light in you is darkened, how dense is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." It goes on to say that mammon becomes deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever you trust in. See, there's this mentality that we have to focus on money. We have to focus on achieving the next dollar, adding the next comma to our net worth, and that cannot be our focus. For me, and biblically speaking, is how can I help the next person? We all have a purpose on earth, and that's to help someone. Money does not make you happy. People make you happy in life. And for me personally, helping someone else, fulfilling my purpose on earth and helping someone else out, being there for someone when they need me, that's God's purpose. I do a lot of events now on entrepreneurship and in teaching and motivating youth on entrepreneurship. And a lot of it's garnering in sponsors, getting companies to give us dollars for marketing, giving us dollars to help out the people in the program. And a lot of them speak about this thing called ROI and return on investment. See, here's the only thing I care about when it comes to helping people. I don't care about the return on investment being money or more marketing or more dollars in the end. My ROI is the YOU. It's the kid, the KID. It's helping people out because I'm fulfilling the purpose that God has given me, and that's my purpose. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be happy with wealth, but you can't focus on wealth. You can have wealth, but you can't allow wealth to have you. In Ecclesiastes 5:18-20, after looking at the way things are on this earth, because what I've decided is the best way to live. Take care of yourself, have a good time, and make the most of whatever job you have for as long as God gives you life. And that's about it. That's the human lot. Yes, we should make the most of what God gives, both the bounty and the capacity to enjoy it, accepting what's given and delighting in the work. It's God's gift. God deals out joy in the present, in the now. It's useless to brood over how long we might have life. So as I said again, it's okay to have wealth, it's okay to have money, but that can't be your focus. You can have wealth, but don't allow wealth to have you. Me, being Jalen Bledsoe, the young teenage entrepreneur, the young teenage philanthropist who wants to help people. I want to redefine my message and redefine the brand that's been titled upon me. I want to retitle the message and retitle the headlines. My focus is not on being the teenage millionaire. That's not who I am. That's what the media makes me to be. Allow me to rewrite this message, because I'm more than what the headlines say. And on that note, I invite all media, bloggers, both institutional, individual, podcast, and radio stations, to call me and invite me to allow me to recreate, to rewrite my headlines. Because over the last year, 2 years, and speaking to over 25,000 students, 10,000 corporate executives, I've had students tell me, "Jalen, you motivate me. I want to be like you. I want to follow my dreams like you followed your dreams." They don't say, "Jalen, I want to be a millionaire like you," because that's not the motivation. That's not the story that motivates them to achieve their dreams. That's a number. Success is the ability to impact and help people. Your true net worth is the network of lives you changed in fulfilling your dream. Allow me to recreate the message. recreate my headlines.
Return on investment. It's not just about dollars and cents, but it's about returning on an investment in the lives of so many other people. Listen, if you have a dream, don't give up on your dream. You may be working a job, you may be wanting to be an entrepreneur, or you may be an entrepreneur today. Listen, understand that this is a new economy and you have the opportunity to participate, but it's also for the advancement of God's kingdom and to have impact and to help so many people out. I tell you, if there's a choice between going with another IT company or choosing Jalen's company, you know which one I'm going to pick.
I'm going to do business with Jalen.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's what matters now, yeah. You know, and we want to help you be able to have that type of an impact. Because it's all about helping other people.
Mm-hmm. The powerful thing is, like he says, the ROI is YOU. My return on investment is you. That's the important thing. And it reminds me of the fact that, you know, we've said many times before, you don't see a U-Haul behind a hearse. You could be the richest man in the world, and when you die, you don't get to take that with you.
That's right.
And there was a book written, it's called 90 Minutes in Heaven, written by Don Piper. And he talks about he got into a car accident, and he immediately was in the presence of the Lord. And he was in heaven, and when he arrived in heaven, one of the things that he first encountered was all the people that he had encountered in his life.
Yeah.
And I love what Jalen is saying, is that true wealth, you look at, it's the depths of relationships with people that you create in your life. And you realize it's just like, that's somebody who's really happy when you realize that when you pass on and your life goes on to eternity, you continue to live on in how you have poured into the lives of other people around you. And like, that's where I love that. That's powerful.
That's so beautiful, because that's exactly what you can do. You can impact the spheres, the mountains of influence with what God has empowered and sowed into your life. You can affect the community around you. You can affect education. You can affect government, the family, the church.
Yes.
You can affect the media, the arts and entertainment. And, of course, business. Listen, this is for you. Now is your season. Now is your time. Don't give up on your dream. Jalen stepped on out. He was 13. At 15 years old, he was cutting checks for 150 contractors. Listen, if you are not a VFNKB partner, you may want to, you know, make a decision to be one today, because everyone needs help to get to a deeper level of success. And we want to be that help for you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.